picks.
Number three.
Joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of the gentlemen at the center of this whole A-Rod deal and controversy. It's the owner of Rangers, Tom Hicks. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, man.
Well, this is certainly a shock. When we left the show on Friday, we had no clue that A-Rod would become a Yankee. We thought he was set to be your captain in your future.
Well, let's just clarify. This is a very good day for the Rangers. It's a very good day for Alex. And I feel very proud that I've removed the final obstacle for us to just completely bottom out.
Well, how's that a good day for the Rangers if you're looking at making them bottom out?
Well, I was very excited when I found out we were getting rid of Alex. And then my enthusiasm was tempered when I found out we were getting nearly another Mexican in return.
Well, sir, he's...
How does this make us better?
He's a Dominican.
Well, you tell us.
Alex,
you made the deal.
Not a Mexican.
You win with white people. That's what the Dallas Stars have taught me.
Oh, my gosh. You can't say something like that.
Look, let's be honest. Alex didn't want to be here. And I really didn't know what he did for the team. What position was he, center?
He was a shortstop. He was the American League MVP.
Well, I'm a business guy, and you know I'm a business guy.
Right, yeah.
I just looked at the books and realized that we were paying one player a whole lot more than the other players, mm-hmm. and so I just wanted to make it more equal.
Well, it's not a good business deal, though, because you're still going to pay $67 million of his contract over the next 7 years.
But still, the money that we're saving, I have earmarked for other projects.
Oh, do you?
Oh, like what?
Well, I recently purchased a 13th century tank defender.
What is that?
It's worn by medieval knights in their quest for the Grail.
Well, that's not going to help the Rangers any.
So that's been taking up a lot of time.
So you continue, this is, by the way, Tom Hicks, the Rangers owner, with us. You continue your excessive and odd spending in other areas? That doesn't seem to make financial sense.
I've also instructed some of the blacks that work for me to scour the earth for expensive cognac to bathe my anus in.
Oh, my gosh. What happened? Because 10 days ago we were sure that, and you said the Rangers are going to move forward with A-Rod, and it was all about the future and him. So what happened?
Well, obviously a lot of people say that I take bad baseball advice mm-hmm. from those around me.
Mm-hmm.
They say I'm too influenced by my general manager.
Right.
And on that note, I have, I guess, somewhat of an odd announcement to make.
Okay.
Later today, I'm flying to San Francisco to get gay married to John Hart.
You are not doing that. I think we're both married already,
aren't
you?
What a shocking weekend this is turning out to be.
It is.
Well, congratulations.
I'm also... scanning eBay right now for something called the analyzer. I read about it in S&M Today.
What is that exactly?
I don't know. But if I could give a special word to the Ranger fans.
All right.
I just want you to take heart. You have an owner here who cares,
mm-hmm.
who is now up to speed as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We still have Pete O'Brien.
What?
Pete Incaviglia. We're going to add David Clyde to the pitching staff this year.
I haven't played for the Rangers in years.
We think Nolan's going to pitch for at least one more year.
You don't sound up to speed at all.
I believe in Bobby Valentine as a manager.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you don't even follow the team, do you?
I actually have to go right now.
Oh, no,
you do?
Why?
They've just installed my new love swing, and the midget's finally ready. So
oh, God.
I'm crazy with wealth right now.
All right.